Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Retired captain of the Texas Rangers, Jason Jones, was intimately involved with security at the border. And he is someone with a great knowledge of this Trump program and what it means to say, all right, you can seek asylum, we take that, but you stay in Mexico until you get your court hearing. Let's go to Jason Jones here on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Captain, welcome to Philadelphia. Thank you for joining us.
Well, Dom, it's good to be with you. Thanks for having me.
Well, with your background for precision and all that, I'm reading the bio and the stuff that you were engaged in. It's got to be pretty obvious. One of the repercussions of this, fentanyl, the cartels taking advantage of the Border Patrol being distracted with all these things that shouldn't be happening. And then Trump comes along and makes the play, okay, you may have a legitimate, under our laws, asylum situation, but the test will be, do you want to come to Mexico and do it from there and then wait? That might show legitimacy. So what does this do, do you think? Now, none of that.
Well, you're absolutely right. And listen, it's good to be with you today. When the Trump administration implemented MPP, or the Migration Protection Protocols, you're exactly right. It mandated that folks were held in Mexico. But more importantly, it sent a message to the world that if you come to the United States, into this country, and you try to make any type of claim, whatever it is, you're going to have to remain in Mexico. That was a massive deterrent. And when we look at where we are, I don't think folks are really aware. You know, the U.S. Customs and Border Protection in the last 8 months alone have apprehended over 1.5 million people at your southwest border. I want you to think of that for a second. We are in the midst of the worst border crisis in American history. If you think last year was bad, you know, for a 12-month period, that was at 1.7 million apprehensions. So we'll be well above 2 million at this point. But here's the thing about this. The secondary and third impacts are what bother me the most. When you think of the Mexican cartels, what you need to realize is that their lawyers are going to put it out to their propaganda cells, who will work directly with the alien smuggling organizations, the other cartels down to Central and South America, and what we call long-haul smugglers. And this will go out to the world through the perception that the U.S. Supreme Court has ruled no one has to wait in Mexico anymore. If you want to come to the United States, now is the time. And Dom, you're going to see a number of increases as a direct result of this. Now, it'll take a couple of months, but you will see the numbers continue to rise.
Yeah, that's the thing I think you're underlining, that a lot of people don't realize how the message gets sent, the vibe of it, and what's going to happen. Even if they don't know the particular law, there is a yes or no component. And with Trump and what he did there, the signal was, this is going to be very difficult to just get into the United States. It curtails us. The one time I went to the border and broadcast from there, El Paso, which had been bad, had really impressed me. The day that I was there, they only apprehended seven, not because they were not competent. They only apprehended seven because the technology and the Border Patrol was relentless. And I went for like 8 or 10 hours with them on various things, even at night. It was incredible. And all that, the Mayorkas today, Captain, has said, well, I realize the Border Patrol morale is low. It's got to be non-existent. They don't want to be doing nothing on this, and that's what they're told to do.
Well, you're absolutely right. And let me explain how this impacts Philadelphia and your citizens yes. there and what is happening, because this is the story that has not been told for decades. And it's why I get so frustrated. It's why after retiring, you know, I now report for Newsmax to try to illuminate what these cartels are and how big they've become. Because what happens is Border Patrol agents, what the cartels do is, first off, when these people cross in these big groups that you see on television, it's usually between around 200 to 400 people at a time. Now, they do that by design. And the reason for that is because it causes all of Border Patrol's resources to surge to that area, because you've got to get those young children out of that environment pretty quickly, because you got to think of the extreme temperatures. And the cartels do that because now here comes fentanyl, here comes methamphetamine, here comes the high-value individuals that are either cartel leaders themselves or those who come from countries with a terrorism nexus. We call them special interest aliens. So if you've been sitting there going, how in the world has so much fentanyl gotten into this country and who is sending it? You need to know there are two cartels mostly responsible. It is the Sinaloa cartel, which is one of the oldest and largest, and Cartel Jalisco New Generation, known as CJNG. These two mega cartels in Mexico, they have tremendous labs down there. But everything that you're border, that's how it works. They have true operational control of our border. I've seen what we call the halcones or the hawks, the lookouts, operating over 30 miles into the United States. They check on, they check off via two-way handheld encrypted radio and encrypted apps. And every day, just like law enforcement, they check on and they check off. Some work a 10-hour shift, some work an 8 or a 12. And this is how it really works at your border. But see, we've not been open and honest to tell the American people the impacts of transnational crime and how these terrorist cartels, and I truly mean that, have evolved into what they are. Because in Mexico today, they are truly a parallel government.
Even when I was there, Captain, I had a program director with me, and I was going into Juarez. So a guy shows up, was a great guide, and I asked him, why are those three Jeeps with machine guns on the back patrolling this one street sticking together? Shouldn't they spread out? And he said, not safe, not safe for a Jeep with the machine gun on it to spread out. And I'm thinking, so I go and I meet the heroic mayor, whose family was then in El Paso. He put them in El Paso. And I asked him, what are all these school desks, you know, around the windows and all the sandbags and all? He said, for a blast protection. And he took these two guys who were taller than I in Mexico, and he said, it's only a block and a half to the border, but they both had their automatic weapon inside their suit coat with their finger on it for the block and a half. That was the slowest block and a half for me. So I was only a block and a half or so into Juarez, and that's what I saw, and that wasn't at the height of it as it is now. But you probably know this, that fentanyl is a winning issue here in the upcoming elections, that people are going to connect the dots. They're going to connect it to the border. Any politician that's not aware of this, the Supreme Court really should have gone to the border, had a sense of it there. It might have informed their decision a little bit more.
You know, here's what I would tell you is that we are never going to win border security through the court system on either side. This is going to have to be a much bigger thing. For 5.5 years, I have been trying to get the cartels designated as foreign terrorist organizations. Mm-hmm. I started this initiative. And not only that, we're going to have a government that is willing to go after their labs. You know, when you talk about these pill mills down there, they're impacting so many families in this country. You know, these pill mills are producing millions of pills a week. Some of them are massive. Methamphetamine, it's not the methamphetamine most Americans are familiar with. This is the P2P method. Cooked with phenylacetone, and it's much more dangerous and much more volatile. It's basically cooking the brain. So, you know, we're at a point where we have lost 107,000 Americans in a 12-month period, yet you hear nothing from the federal agencies as to what they're going to do to stop it. Let me tell you what you hear from them mostly. Well, China chemical precursors are causing it. Let me tell you what they don't tell you. They don't tell you how the Sinaloa cartel 3 years ago already adjusted to working with Bangladesh, India, and Pakistan to import chemical precursors. They don't tell you how they have hired chemists right out of universities to conduct and change the analogs. That's why the fentanyl's gotten so deadly, because they have truly weaponized it. It's gone from normal fentanyl to parafentanyl, now serafentanyl. We use sera and parafentanyl to put down rhinoceroses and elephants in Africa.
It is
absolutely unbelievable. And Dan, one second,
my producer had a question too, but Captain too. So when President Trump was speculating, I don't know the full context, about bombing their labs, obviously, I know that seems queasy. I'd have to research that. But I think that's the commander-in-chief of throwing something out to people, saying we're going to have to take more direction here because the Mexican government, no matter what leverage you use on them, I like what you said, even when they're willing, it's a parallel government there. This is a quasi-state itself with these cartels. They might have more power in the Mexican government is afraid they'll be killed too.
Let me just give your audience an example of how corrupt things are in Mexico. I used to share intelligence with the most elite forces in Mexico, and there were times we were launching operations against these cartels, and before they would even pull out of the gates, the leadership was already notified and already moving. I can't stress to you the level of corruption that it's taking place. Now, there are still great men and women willing to fight and die for their country down there. And I've been able to share critical intelligence with them to truly make a difference. It's how we decimated the Zetas through the great work of collaboration. And I'm a big believer that that's how we win. But here's the problem. You've now got a president in Mexico who's communicating with cartel bosses routinely. And the U.S. government will not tell you. Yet we're sitting in the worst overdose death crisis and worst human smuggling and human trafficking events we've ever witnessed, yet you see no leadership on it. And it's, for me, it's far beyond, you know, the Republican Democrat issue. I'm talking about, where's the leadership of the FBI, the executive leadership of the DEA, the HSI, to speak to the American people about what is happening. We've got to get beyond politics. We're losing our own citizens, and there's no terrorist group in the world that has killed as many people as these cartels and gotten away with it.
Boy, I tell you, it was a bad Supreme Court decision, a horrible one today. The silver lining is, though, I don't think we've ever spoken before. We'd like to invite you back whenever you have something, because your knowledge base, the details of this, and your passion on this, they're second to none. And this, you're right, is the hidden issue that everybody says it's hidden. Why are we not talking about it? Somewhat, we don't have guys like you that we knew of that have this kind of expertise that can explain it. So, Captain, thank you, and we'll be contacting you in the future.
That'd be great. Happy to come on anytime, Dom. You be safe, and I just want to say one last thing, and that is that this is absolutely fixable, and don't let anyone in the federal government tell you it's not. Have a great day. Thanks
absolutely.
For having me.
Absolutely.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3, from Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.